When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
A happy Wednesday and welcome to another podcast episode of A Better You. I am your host, Fernando Ramirez, and today is going to be an episode where we're just taking it chill. We're just talking bestie to besties. It's a FaceTime call. I feel like a lot of my episodes are very instructional or advice, or it's just a lot of me kind of giving you guys a guide or a how-to, and I was just craving doing an episode where I'm just talking to you guys. It's a one-on-one talk. You guys get to know me a little more. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether that be before bed, or you're driving in the car, or you're on your hot girl walk, it's truly just a little conversation between you and I. You get to learn a little bit more about me. I can tell you some stories, and we're just bonding. This is our friendship, what you want to call it? Our friendship, I don't know, weekly FaceTime, weekly update, weekly, I'm just telling you guys what's up. As much as I love telling you guys about my life, I also love hearing about your life. So whatever you're doing right now, please send me a DM on the @abetteryoubyfernanda Instagram and tell me what you're doing this exact moment when you're listening to this podcast, as well as what is currently going on in your life. I'm so curious if this new season of September coming is going to be a start of a new grade, a new college season, a new sports season, a new job opportunity, or are you just excited for the new season? I don't know. I'm curious about it all. Before we get into this episode, I hope you guys give it a 5-star rating and also subscribe to the @abetteryoubyfernanda Instagram and also subscribe to the A Better You YouTube channel. Without further ado, let's get on into this episode. I am so excited. So before we continue with the actual questions, let me just give you guys a general update of what's happening in my life right now. I truly cannot believe that it's August 23rd as I'm filming this video. It is almost going to be September, which means that it's almost fall. And that is one of my favorite seasons of the year because my birthday actually falls on October 14th, 2001, which means I will be turning 22. Can you believe it? I'm actually very curious how old you guys think I am, but I'm turning 22, which I think will be a really fun era. I definitely want to make a podcast episode of like things that I've learned in my 21 years and like just reflections on how I feel when I turn 22. But it's also just going to be a new fall season. Fall and winter, it's always a bittersweet moment because I feel like sometimes I get that seasonal depression. And I know I don't want to throw around that word lightly, but sometimes that may happen, which I think is fine if you feel that, whatever. But it's also like a time where I usually get eczema breakouts, which is literally the most painful, annoying, and disruptive thing to your self-concept, I guess, or how you feel like you're being perceived. I feel like it's kind of goes hand in hand with like acne sometimes because it can be hard to clear up. It can be hard to cover up. Anyways, usually I have some faith going into the spring and summer because I'm like, it only goes up from here. Like it's good times all around. But knowing that it's going to be fall and winter is a little bit terrifying to say the least. But we still got summer left. So I want to make sure that I'm still enjoying my summer. And on the topic of enjoying my summer, guys, I am going to the Drake concert on Monday. So I'm so excited. I'm honestly not a huge Drake stan, which I know. You guys listening, if you really like Drake, you're probably going to be like, you're so annoying. You're going to a Drake concert and you don't even like Drake that much. That's not what I mean by that. I just mean like he has so many songs and so many hits that like I don't know the words to every single song. Although him and Taylor Swift Swift are two types of people where I'm always surprised about how many songs I do know because they're always on the radio and they're so popular. So anyways, I'm excited for that. I feel like I'm going to have a really great time. And I'm also going with Revolve, which is going to be so exciting. I remember when I was younger, I had always wanted to work with Revolve. And the fact that I'm now being asked to do these trips or whatever is just so exciting and honestly gives you hope and hopefully gives you guys hope if you guys are aspiring content creators or content creators in general, where you want to work with these brands and stuff. Like, it does happen. You just got to keep going and infiltrate those areas where like you see space. I just picked out my selects this morning, so I'm really excited about my outfit. I think it's a little bit different, but it's very like nightlife, city girl, cute, sexy. Like, I don't know. I just really love it. So I'm super excited for that. Other things I'm currently looking forward to is this weekend. I think my friends are going to do like a spike ball tournament, which I just recently played when I was at the cabin this past weekend. And I feel like I have to talk about that because I didn't even give a recap on that. Other than that, my brain has been preoccupied with Fashion Week things, which I definitely think doing an episode on your Fashion Week and all that kind of stuff would be super entertaining. And hopefully you guys would be interested in that because I can definitely do that for you guys. But I spent all morning just figuring out where I'm going to be staying, doing some outfit selects, DMing brands, figuring out my schedule, just doing the most. But anyways, let me tell you about my cabin trip that just happened. So every year, for as long as I can remember, I would go on these cabin trips to my friends' cabins, which honestly, I am so grateful that for some reason, for some God-given reason, in my group of eight friends, well, actually, I'm making it sound like it's such a miracle that my friends have cabins, yet I live in Canada and I feel like half of the people here have cabins or lake houses, which I do not. I do not have that, but a lot of my friends have cabins. And anyways, usually we go up every single year and it's a girls' trip. And it's something that we all really cherish. And it's our literal girlhood experience every year. I don't know how to explain it other than that. Like, we go up there, all my friends, we make bracelets, we've gone horseback riding, we cook dinner for each other, we paint, we talk, we gossip. Not in the bad way, but you know. We chat and like, it's just a beautiful thing. But now the older that I get, everyone's got boyfriends and long-term relationships. And so this year we decided to make it a couples trip, which I was honestly a little bit nervous about just because I don't want to compromise any girl time when we don't get to spend that much time together anymore. But I will say that even though we did have the boyfriends up, the boyfriends kind of hung out with themselves. The girls hung out with themselves. And like, we also did intermingling like co-ed sports and like tournaments, which was super fun. It was just so funny, especially with all these topics of like girlhood and Mojo Dojo. That's a Barbie reference. But with all of those topics being so prevalent this summer, it was just so funny to like point it out and like truly see it at a cabin. If you didn't watch the Barbie movie, you need to watch it. It's so funny. It talks a lot about gender roles and like girlhood and the patriarchy and like boys when they're together and girls when they're together and just like the beauty of it all, honestly. I made an episode on evolving from girlhood to womanhood a few episodes back and I honestly really loved it and so did you guys. So I highly recommend listening to that episode if you haven't already. But if you haven't watched the Barbie movie, it's kind of funny because like all the men hang out with each other and they just become bros. Like suddenly they want to be in a man cave. They want to be hunting. They want to be cutting things. They want to show off how strong they are. They want to be like dudes and drink beers. And like, it's just so funny. And the girls are very like imaginative and frolicking in the grass and love to be girly and paint and this. And that's exactly the energy at the cabin. Like us girls literally were running around the field, like meditating in the grass, holding each other's hands, saying that we love each other. We would be cooking. We would be making little bracelets. We'd be going swimming, pretending we're mermaids. And then we'd be like, oh my God, where are the men? And then we'd find them literally doing a push-up competition. It did in fact smell like BO and the girls were scared, but that was really funny. My friend's cabin also has a literal man cave and it was really funny watching the men interact in there. Like there's a full wall of tools and there was like dirt bikes and ATVs. They were just listening to rock and roll while the girlies were in their dresses. So it was just kind of funny, but it's always fun seeing your friends with their significant others because they kind of act maybe a little bit different, but we definitely got the hang time that I needed and that I wanted. And now I'm so sad that the summer is ending, but I feel like that was the perfect way to end off the summer. My cup is pretty full. Anyways, I've talked a lot about my own life. Let's go into the questions and answer some things that you guys have been wondering about me. Now, first of all, for those viewers that don't watch my YouTube channel, or maybe you listen to my podcast and you don't really know me that well, or you just don't know much about me, I'm gonna give you a quick little rundown, okay? A quick little, you know, it's almost as if we were playing a game of like, say your name, your age, your occupation, and three fun facts about you. Okay, so that's what we're gonna do. You guys know, my name is Fernanda. Ramirez. I got no middle name. I got finessed on that one. I am born in Canada, raised, lived here my whole life. Both of my parents are from Mexico. They were born and raised there. And so I am Hispanic. I really want to do a 23andMe or like DNA test because I definitely think that there is some like French ancestry in there. I don't even know what else there is in there, but I definitely want to do that. Both my parents actually have brown eyes. So I got my blue eyes from my dad's mom, which is kind of cute. My dad grew up in Mexico City and my mom grew up in San Luis Potosí. So I grew up speaking Spanish actually as my first language. I even did French immersion up till grade 3, but something about putting a little girl who cannot speak English, Spanish, or French properly, it didn't work being in French immersion. Like, they would ask me to say something and I would say it in Spanish, or they would ask me something in French and I'd say it in English, and I would try to spell in English and I couldn't spell anything because I was practicing French. Like, it was just not for me. So we went out of that real quick. I spent my whole adolescence doing competitive gymnastics, which I loved. I made it up till level 9. That was a vibe. I love gymnastics. I also did dance and I did figure skating and I did softball. Like, all the girliest sports you could possibly put me in, I was there. I did ballet and tap dance, and I also did swimming, which my parents wanted to put me in synchronized swimming, which I didn't do. And I also did rhythmic gymnastics for a little bit, and then I did cheerleading. So literally every single girly sport you could probably think of. If you put me next to a ball, just know I cannot do anything with that. Other than that, I have a brother. He is 3 years older than me. His name is Andrew. And now I live in Vancouver, Canada. I'm a YouTuber and a podcast host. I became a YouTuber, I guess, in 2020. So I've been doing it for like 3 years now. And my podcast, as you know, is pretty recent. It's been like 6 months. I'm a Libra. I'm trying to think of other popular questions. I'm like 5'6", 5'7". That is me. Oh, one more. I currently am in a relationship. I get so many questions about my boyfriend. His name is Jacob. We've been dating for 4.5 years, which is crazy to say. Because we're so young, I'm going to say that it doesn't feel that long. I feel like if I was in a 4-year relationship at the age of 30, I would be like, why is she not married or living with him? But since we started dating at 17, we were children back then. So it feels like time has just gone by so quickly. Let's start in with the questions. I'm going to go in no particular order. I screenshotted a bunch yesterday that I thought would be interesting to talk about, or that I thought you guys would want to know, or that I get asked all the time, but we're just gonna go randomly into all sorts of questions. Question number 1, how do you find motivation when you're self-employed? When you're self-employed, I think it's so important to have discipline, and I've talked about that in a few past episodes, but I do think that I'm pretty disciplined when it comes to my work because I know that to get what I want, it takes a lot of effort, and so I feel like I put that effort in daily to get where I wanna be. And also, I do think I have a little bit of perfectionism in me and high standards when it comes to the content that I create and what I want for myself. So I do think that being disciplined helps me. And also being self-employed, I am so, so, so fortunate that the job that I have, I'm truly passionate about. I really think that my passion is like being creative and making videos and making content that can help other people, whether that be in their lives becoming their best selves or just on my journey to become my best self. And like through that process, showing people it authentically and giving inspiration that way. And so because my job is based on inspiration, a lot of my motivation isn't tricky to find. I just have to tune into what I like doing and then it comes so naturally to me. I'm assuming though, because maybe there's other people that are self-employed, want advice on how to become motivated. I will say though, giving yourself incentives or rewards can be really helpful, whether that be at the end of this workday, I'm gonna go out with my friends tonight, or if I get this certain work done by this day, I'm gonna buy myself this new thing. Like something like that, where it kind of gives you a little bit of a reward when you're done what you're doing. I also think I'm super motivated and work way harder when I'm surrounded by other people with minds like mine, where we want to become the best version of themselves and we inspire each other. I think having a little community of people that do the same things as you is so inspiring. And also working at cafes where you can see other people working. I mean, whether there's someone in school or there's someone working like a job or like their online business, when you're working at a cafe, you guys are doing the same thing ultimately. You're both working towards your own goals. And I think sometimes being self-employed, it can be tricky when you're at home not having human interaction. And for that reason, being around others is so helpful for me. I also think that having momentum gets me going. Like if I take a break for way too long or I stop creating content for way too long, like I get really lazy with it. So in order to continue my motivation to work hard, I just gotta keep it going and see results. And by seeing results, I don't mean you need to have this huge goal and accomplish it. I just mean you can make little daily and weekly goals, and every time you accomplish them, it's gonna fuel a little something inside of you. The next question I have here is about relationships, and it says, how come you decided to live with yourself and not with your boyfriend? One thing I want to say about this topic is that I feel like a lot of people online, maybe because you're used to seeing things develop so quickly online, which to be fair, I think a lot of relationships online aren't real or it's kind of for the show. I think you expect it to move faster than it really does IRL. Like when I think about family vloggers, a lot of the times when they get married, when they have babies, when they have kids, it's like a whole new resurgence, I think maybe is the word, of like followers and views. And every time a big major life event happens to them, it's like a new chance for content and sponsors and all this kind of stuff. So for that reason, I think a lot of people move faster than they need to. And as for myself, I feel like I don't really base a lot of my content around my relationship just because I am so young. And although obviously I love my boyfriend and I love everything that's happened, I don't know where things are going to go since I am so young. So I don't want to base a lot of my content on my relationship. And also, I think it's kind of weird to have people's opinions on your relationship. So I keep that a little bit more private. But if you're talking about IRL, I think that we are so young and there's no reason to live together just yet. And I really do value my independence. So I kind of wanted to experience living alone for the first time by myself. And also, me and my boyfriend are in very different stages of life right now. So he's like in school doing his thing that I don't think it would have made sense for us to live together right away. And also, theoretically, you're going to live with someone for the rest of your life after. So I think it's fun to have your own alone time. And I think if anyone's listening to this and debating whether or not they should move in with their partner or not, I think if you're first starting out by moving out, there is no wrong in having your little girl apartment where you can do whatever you want, where you can have whatever furniture you want, where it can be messy, it can be clean, where you can have pink everywhere. Like, it's just an experience in itself. And I know that my mom always tells me that she wished she got that experience when she was younger. So having that in mind, that is why I do not live with my boyfriend, but maybe in the future. My next question is, what are your favorite products at the moment? You guys know I'm a material girl sometimes. Honestly, I feel like I use a lot of products that I probably don't need to be using, but I would say my favorite beauty product at this moment is definitely Dior makeup. I've been using the hell out of my Dior lip oils and also my Dior blushes. They are so aesthetic and they're so high quality that I just can't help but reach them every day. On another note, I've been loving my Caudalie body moisturizer, and I recently got the Miel Rosemary shampoo and conditioner, and I really think that it's made my hair grow, so I've been loving that as well. I would definitely say my Apple Air Maxes have been a big fave of mine. They're so cute and I want to wear them every single day, although I will say they make my head hurt sometimes when I chew at the same time as wearing them, which I think is really random and not ideal, but that does happen. Other favorites of mine is I just recently got a book called The Creative Act. It's like a gray book with a black circle on it. That book is so interesting. It's all about creativity and how you need to like harness that energy from within. And I definitely think that once I finish reading that, I think a podcast episode on how to unleash your creative power would be so interesting and so fun to talk about. So I definitely want to do that. Oh, I got a new planner from Chapters. It's got cherries on it. And I've been really into planning and just having cute stationery and just being a little bit more prepared. So I've been loving that. It's for 2024 and I'm going to use it all throughout September into the new year. And yeah, I'm so excited. So those are my favorite products right now. One last thing, another one of my favorite products, it's actually beside me right now, is the Starbucks Vanilla Sweet Cream Cold Brew with Vanilla Sweet Cream Cold Foam on top. I know that's a mouthful, but that drink is so good. And whenever I'm working like all day, I'm sorry, but I love a good venti coffee. The next question we have here is, do you ever want to have kids? I get this asked a lot, and honestly, I don't want to give any for sure answer because we never know what'll happen, but I definitely would love to have two kids, a girl and a boy. But at the same time, in this economy and climate change and just all the evil in the world, I'm like, can I even survive? Because there's just so many scary things happening that I don't know if I would want to bring in kids to the world. Not that I don't want to. In a perfect world, I would love to have many kids. But just in our actual world right now, I do not know. But also, it's not something that I feel like I need to worry about until way later in life. And especially being a self-employed entrepreneur, content creator, influencer, like I feel like all the girlies are either pregnant super young or like have a family channel kind of earlier on and like do the wedding content or whatever. Or I feel like there's so many influencers that I follow that are like 26, 27, 28, 29, and their career is like just starting. They're a boss babe and like they're working. And like those are also the girls that I really look up to. So whenever I think of my role models in this field, I feel like I see a lot of people that are in their late 20s and early 30s and they do not have kids yet. So it makes me think that like having kids isn't something I would want until way later. But again, who knows what'll happen? I don't want to say anything for sure because we never know. The next question that I get asked about often is, about my high school experience and how it was in general. I honestly was super lucky and super blessed to have a really good high school experience, and I want to talk about it for a minute, but I hope that none of it comes off as like braggy or something. I don't know, or like weird. I feel like there's so many people that have different high school experiences, and most of them say that it didn't go well for them, that for me saying that it went well, I feel like sounds off. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people are always saying how they hated it, but honestly, I had a great time. I was really lucky that I had a really good group of friends, and even my whole grad class was honestly really fun. I mean, I never had any problems with anyone, and I think my whole grad class was really in a party phase, like all throughout high school. There was just a lot of kids, I guess, that their parents were willing to have parties at their houses. So I feel like there was parties every other weekend or at least once a month, and having parties in your high school time was crazy. Like, I don't know how the parents allowed it, but I was there for it, and it was so much fun. In my like close friend group, there's 8 of us, but our friend group was basically 6 of us until halfway through grade 10. So my grade 9th year, I was a little bean. I looked so young. I often got told by people above me or like grades above me that I looked like I was 10 years old, and I literally did. Then once grade 10 happened, my other 2 friends joined in the squad, and then there was 8 of us, and that's when like the parties started. 2 of my friends in my friend group were the ones that would host a lot of the parties for everyone. So it was so much fun deciding that there was going to be a party happening, and then the 8 of us would like sit around in a circle deciding who was going to get invited, and we would make a list of like 60 people. Sometimes we would have themes, and then if the party was going to land on a Friday, we would spend like all lunchtime like planning out like what everyone was going to wear, and then we would like go to the person's house early, get ready together, set up together. If it was like a neon party, we'd have like all our decorations, and then the following Monday would be like just so much tea because everyone's like talking about what happened at the party. Like, it was just so fun. And then that was like grade 10, 11. I didn't start dating Jacob until New Year's of grade 12. Honestly, being in love in high school was just like such a great experience. We got to do a bunch of grad events together, like grad camping, graduation, promposal. Jacob honestly delivered in his promposal. If you guys are curious about this, I want to explain it because I feel like there's no other time where this would come up, like in a podcast or something. But for my promposal, which is where they ask you to prom, there was actually a fire alarm that day, and so everybody was like evacuated to the fields. And as I'm heading over to the field with all my classmates or whatever, like doing the single filed line because there was this evacuation, I see this like red smoke coming out of the field, and I'm like, oh my god, did someone put off a smoke bomb? Because they are so stupid, whoever did that. And then as I get closer and closer to the field, I realize that Jacob is actually standing with a red smoke bomb coming out of the ground with a sign and like flowers and balloons and like signs, and I'm like, oh my god. And it actually was his promposal. He told me that it actually wasn't planned for it to happen during this fire alarm, but it just ended up that it happened on the same day, and he actually had his last block off, so he and his friends were like setting it up, and it was supposed to happen after school. But honestly, I did not mind the crowd because literally the entire school was on the grass field. So as I'm like walking towards him, like everybody kind of spread out and made a circle around us, and he got these like smoke bombs, so there was like people like running around holding them, and red smoke was coming out. He had his little sign and his little just like cute outfit, and the sign said something about like, you're smoking hot, so it would be bomb if I could take you to prom or something like that. And so yeah, it was super cute. One of his friends was like a photographer, so he was like taking photos at the same time, and it was just so cute. He did almost get suspended though because they like burnt the turf grass with the smoke bomb. But yeah, it was kind of funny. My like teacher that was in that class was like, who did this? And I was like, literally my boyfriend. But it was iconic, and our grad was fun. That summer, like following after grad, was really fun. And so yeah, I do miss being in like a confined area with all your friends every single day. And I do miss having art class every day because art was a elective that I did every year throughout high school. So that was really fun for me. My suggestion to you is that if you're in high school, honestly, one, it's not the end of the world if you don't like it, but also because it is your world at the time, make it a place where you're having fun and that you enjoy it. Make a lot of friends, make friends in whatever classes that you're in, because having friends can completely change an experience for you. It's okay if the friends that you make aren't your lifelong best friends or your best friends for every day. Like, you don't have to tell them your deepest secrets, but like, I think it's really helpful to have friends in every class where you can talk to them. And like I said, art was one of my favorite things. I think it's really important to get involved. My 8 friends, we literally made a whole PowerPoint presentation to the teachers in my school and asked them to go on a Europe trip with EF Tours, and the teachers agreed to it. They said that if we could find the certain amount of teachers to take us all on a Europe trip, we could make it happen. And we made a Europe trip happen for our spring break, and there was like 50 kids that ended up coming, and that was fully initiated by my friends. Shout out Chantel, May, Shaylee, Cam, Olivia, Jocelyn, Elena, because all of them made that happen, and that's how I did my Europe trip in grade 12. But having that said, that is something that my friends completely took initiative on. So again, if you're in high school, make initiative for things that you want to happen. And also, it is only 4 years, and once you graduate, you end up not seeing like half of these people. So if you're not liking the experience, just know it's going to be done and over with, and then your high school experience completely doesn't matter. So yeah, next question is, what is your dream city to live in? Honestly, I love living in Vancouver. It was a dream of mine to live here. So now that I am living here, I am very fortunate. And Vancouver's like up there on some of the top most beautiful cities in the world. So if you've never been to Vancouver, I would say come. There's so many beautiful things and so many touristy things. Although I will say Vancouver is so expensive, and I don't know. I would love to live in New York. I would love to live in LA. I would love to live in even like Montreal, even though they're all French speaking there. So I don't know if that would actually work for me, but Montreal is also super cute. And like in other countries, I would love to live in Costa Rica. Like, I know that's not a city, but I just mean there's so many countries that I would love to live in. I honestly couldn't pick one, but I definitely think at some point in the future, New York or LA would be places that I realistically would move to. What is your ideal date? I notice you don't do a whole lot of posts with your boyfriend, so I'm curious. My ideal date is, I love being taken out and I love getting ready, and I also love food. So I would say going to like a really nice restaurant where I can get dressed up and having really good food is a big one for me. I also love things that are super planned, like a picnic, or I don't even know. I feel like doing things together is very fun. We've gone biking before. I think that's super fun. I'm not really a home type of date girl, even though I can still do it and it's fun. I would way rather be out and like get dressed up and like go to something, whether that be like an event or like out at night or like a dinner. I just think that is way more fun, and I would rather do homebody things by myself. Even though obviously like a movie night is cute and stuff, it's not my ideal date night thing. What are your favorite movies? I'm not a big movie gal. So honestly, my favorite movies are definitely rom-coms or like comedies, I guess. I love the classic girly movies like 13 Going Under 30 and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Dates. I also love The Wedding Planner and Monster in Law. I think Pretty Woman is good. Clueless is good. Also random, but I love Harry Potter and I love Avatar. All those like whimsical movies are so fun. Also, obviously the Barbie movie, you already know. But honestly, I really need to watch more movies. There are so many movies that I haven't seen that are like classics, and it's honestly embarrassing whenever the topic comes up. So I definitely need to get on it. If you have a favorite movie that you think I absolutely need to watch, or it comes in conversation a lot, or you think it's like it's a must watch, like it's embarrassing that I haven't watched it, please send me a DM and give me a movie recommendation, because I assure you, I probably haven't seen it. Like, I literally haven't seen Titanic. Oh, one more movie that I used to love is Freaky Friday. I swear, I used to watch that like every single time I would go to my aunt's house. And I think when I was younger, honestly, I thought it was funny. Like, I thought it was funny, cute, that I would watch the same movie every time. Even if I didn't want to watch it, I was like, Fernanda, you have to stick to this. You need to watch it. It's your signature movie. And so, yeah, I would do it every time, even if I didn't want to. What is my favorite food? I love food. I really do. I love pho. I love ramen. I'm definitely a Hawaiian on pizza type of gal. And I also love sushi. Vancouver actually has some of the best sushi in the world, if you didn't know that. Like, I think it's second best to Japan. So I always eat sushi. And for me, a spicy salmon roll is good. Hamachi is good. Like, any sort of raw tuna is amazing. Even spicy tuna on like crispy rice, unreal. And of course, I can't not say Mexican food. I love Mexican food, truly. Un pozole, or tacos al pastor, or birria tacos. Like, there's just so much good Mexican food. And even going to Costa Rica or like Spain, I realize how much I love Mexican food because it's so spicy and there's so many flavors. Whereas I feel like those other countries are a lot more like pescatarian or like fresh food that isn't that spicy. And so I love a good spicy food. Okay, the next question I got asked is about my editing. And I always get asked what editing softwares I use, and I use Final Cut Pro to edit my YouTube videos. Someone asked how long on average it takes me to edit a YouTube video, just like an average one. And honestly, it really depends on the video. There are some videos that can literally take me probably 25 hours, because if I edit like 8 hours a day for a few days, like time just goes by so fast. Or I can edit a full video in like 4 hours. Definitely though, at least like 5 hours, I would say. But if it's a video that I spend so much time on, like, oh my gosh, I honestly couldn't even tell you. I don't think I have ADHD necessarily, but I think that there are some traits in ADHD that I think I have. And like one of them would be like, if I don't want to do something, I won't do it. I will procrastinate it until I never do it. But another one is that I really hyperfixate on things that I enjoy doing. And if there's a video that I want to get done and I really like it, I'm really passionate about it, I like the way it's going, I can get in the zone and edit a video for like 8 hours straight. And if I do that for like 3 days, the hours just go by so fast. So honestly, I feel like I should time it because I would be curious to know. The next question is what my favorite season is. And I would have to say it's definitely spring. I love the weather where it's sunny, but still a little bit crisp and you can wear like a jacket on top, but just like a light one. I also love the optimism from spring. Like I just feel so happy because I know summer's coming and also flowers are blooming. Everything's so green, especially here in Vancouver. By the time it gets to August, like it's wildfire season and it's just going downhill at that point. Like things are starting to burn. The trees are starting to turn orange. Like even right now, looking outside, there are some trees starting to turn orange, which is pretty freaking crazy. But peak spring going into summer, everything is green. It's a time to be alive. I feel great. I'm starting to defrost. It's like the perfect timing after winter where I can start to see the light again. And also spring, I feel like is such a fun time during work where like it's a little bit after the new year. Things are starting to happen. I feel like there's always a lot of sponsorships and work opportunities and like Coachella happens and like just so many things are happening during that time. It's funny because a lot of the questions I always get asked is how I balance everything. And even in person, sometimes people will say to me like, how do you balance everything? And although I can give you all the balancing techniques, I honestly would say truthfully that I don't really have good balance. I feel like I always switch what my priorities are. And like sometimes when I'm more inclined to seeing my friends, my work gets a little bit left on the back burner. And then sometimes where I'm really working, I cannot see friends and I do not want to see people. And I kind of just like isolate. So honestly, I don't think that there is balance, but I've heard people say online, like on TikToks and stuff, that like sometimes balance is just not a thing. Like sometimes some things are going to give and take more. And if you really like what you're doing, then it isn't that big of a deal to you to fully full send something that you're doing, like in terms of work. I definitely think that's something that I need to do to have better balance is delegate more jobs because it's really hard for me to do what I'm doing and more and not sacrifice something else, if that makes sense. So I definitely think that I need to ask for help. And maybe if you are struggling with balancing things, you should ask for help. That is something that we're both going to have to deal with together because it is so hard for me. Like, I don't know why. Okay, I'm going to answer one last question because I feel like I've been talking for a really long time. But the question I'm going to answer is, I got asked if I'm planning on purchasing a home. If so, when and where? I get asked about like if I purchased my apartment or if I rent or just about purchasing homes in general. And I always stray away from talking about this stuff because I feel like personal finances don't need to be on the internet. But at the same time, I can see why people would be curious. The place that I'm currently in, I actually rent, but I do have two other investment properties. I do think that it's an investment in my channel and myself to be renting where I live now, but I definitely would love to purchase a home at some point. I just don't know when. And I also cannot purchase a home yet. The literal housing market in Vancouver is actually absurd and so sad. So that isn't happening just yet. I don't know if I said this already in a previous episode, but for a little bit, I was looking at other apartments to seeing if I wanted to move out, just because even though I do love this apartment, I feel like sometimes the floor being gray, the walls being really white, and the windows having a blue tint just gives me an overall blue vibe. And I really wanted to live somewhere where the space felt more homey and like there was brown floor and just there was more color happening and maybe like a front yard and just like that kind of vibe. But I literally cannot find anything on the market and I look all the time. So yeah, I don't know when I'll be moving out. I do love my apartment though, I will say that. And I think you guys really love it too. So that's a benefit to living here, as well as I feel like I live in a great location and I have a really great place. So I don't know when I'll be moving out, but a home would be a vibe. Anyways, I think those are all the questions that I'm going to answer for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode where I'm just telling you guys a little bit of what's happening in my current life right now and my current feelings and thoughts. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you are doing well as well. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to give it a rating and DM me something about this podcast or give a comment down below. I love you guys and I will talk to you very soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.